Mic check, 1, 2. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? I can't believe I'm over here trying to like have all this energy, and it's like 4:25 in the morning because a brother cannot sleep at all. So I just feel like talking on a microphone real quick. But how's everybody doing? I hope all of y'all doing great. This is your boy Alex McGee. Welcome to another episode of Points of Perspective, a place where I hope that my truth is not your lie. And I was just thinking about something real quick because not too long ago, I was on YouTube, right? And I was listening to a couple of people because, you know, I was running across some different episodes and whatnot. And basically, we all know the term the friend zone, right? Like, I believe the friend zone exists. And in these videos, there was individuals talking about that the friend zone do not exist. I was like, what? How does it not exist? Okay. So this is like one of those topics where I might be extremely on one side, because it's like, how can we determine that something exists? Like, we label it, we have a definition for it, we can say what it is, and it don't exist, you know? So the friend zone basically is, it's a person who has feelings for their friend and wants to take it beyond a platonic level. So like, let's say a man has feelings for a woman and he wants to go out with her romantically, on a date, have sex with her, what have you, and she's not feeling him, so she places that man on a friend zone, right? So how can some people say that doesn't exist? I think that's where I'm confused at. And I know, like, in their YouTube videos, like, they was trying to say, like, they was trying to emphasize, like, the term is only made up by, like, nice guys or insecure men or insecure women that victimize themselves. I'm like, okay, but regardless, it's still a term, correct? And I happen to feel that that term is more used by people than not used. Like, I mean, even if you Google it, you'll be able to find the term has a whole definition to it. Like, I do understand, like, okay, the term originated from a TV show called Friends. And one of the main characters was complaining, saying that, oh, I've been put in the friend zone. And he was explaining to another character on how he'd been placed in that friend zone because he had like a huge crush on one of the other main characters and whatnot. And he was just explaining how he really, really, really liked this woman and the woman doesn't like him back. Okay, I get it. That's fine. But I think my whole main confusion comes from, like I was saying earlier, is how can we define the whole terminology? I'm sorry, my dog out there is tripping. But how can we define, like, the whole terminology of it? And we can place it properly. And then we say that it doesn't exist. That's what I don't get. I mean, I even feel that there's even two categories when it comes to the friend zone, right? There's people that's placed there when it comes to a person. Like, let's say for an example, there's category A and category B. I'm about to talk about category A, right? There's actually, okay, I'm about to say a woman can place a man there. Like, let's say, like, if a man is like, hey, I like you. And a woman's like, actually, we're just friends. I look at you like a brother. Like, she shot him down. So that person is placed in a friend zone by another that just wants to be platonic. Correct? And then there is a man that has a crush on a woman, but he doesn't do anything to advance. He just have this magical crush, and he keeps like this fantasy in his head, like, oh my God, like, I love this woman so much, and I just want to do so many things to her, but I'm not going to say anything. That's category B, because he's so shy, or he might have his insecurities inside of him, and he doesn't actually do anything to step up to the plate. So that's him placing his own ass in the friend zone by not doing anything, not saying anything, not even asking the woman out to even see if he can go anywhere. Category B. I mean, at least that's how I look at it as. So my question is, how can it not exist? You know, if I can personally sit back and witness two friends, a male and a female, a woman or a man, you know, if I can see one of them go to the other one and one of them admit like, hey, I like you, I have a crush on you, and I want to see if we can take it further. And then the other one is like, hey, well, you know what? I only look at you as a friend, turning that person down, and then be like, ooh. Like, that person wasn't able to go anywhere. Like, that person was shot down and it's just going to be as a friend zone. But I know that that person got feelings for that person and it's just going to stay that way. Hey, what can we say? You know, and now that individual is going to have to work on themselves to no longer have feelings for that other person. If they are able to. So we can identify that, right? So how does it not exist?
That is a bullshit concept made up by entitled brats who believe they're owed sex for being somewhat nice to someone they want to fuck.
It's so funny how so many people that don't even go through the situation also agree with the concept. Sometimes when it comes to like the social aspect, even people that sit back and observe it also say like, oh damn, my dude, like, you're going through the friend zone. Oh snap, homie, my homegirl's going through the friend zone, like, she's being put through that situation. So no, it's not only made by people who disguise themselves as the nice guy or the guy who tries to manipulate women or the woman who tried to manipulate men or even people of the same sex. That's not always the case. The friend zone is a real thing. That is definitely true, but it is up to that individual if they do want to be quote unquote trapped in that situation. It is self-entrapment if you want to think about it at the end of the day. Do you want to continue to have feelings for somebody that don't have feelings for you? You should not want to be. You want to be able to move on. You want to be able to feel for somebody that feels for you. If you want to shoot your shot at an individual and if they're like, no, I'm not feeling you, then don't continue to keep feeling them. Move on. Find somebody else that will be feeling you. You want things to be mutual. Stay friends with that individual if you want to, but at the end of the day, you want to find somebody that is compatible with you. I had to make sure I shoot out that quick disclaimer because there are individuals out there that will shoot their shot at a woman or at a man. And even if, let's say for an example, that person do shoot them down, they will continue to try to make that person change their mind. And that is not healthy at all. You know, and you want to make sure that your relationships with people are healthy. You do not want to try to convince them. When somebody say no to you, basically, you do not want to try to change their mind, especially in unhealthy ways. That will not work out for you at the end of the day, and that person may think that you are a creep. You do not want that to go south at all. You know, and that's the reason why, like, these individuals online are talking the mess that they are talking about. That's the reason why they feel like the friend zone do not exist, because they feel like people are brats, or people like are sick in the head, or people feel entitled to sex. And that might not even be the case. Well, to some people, it might be the case, because there are individuals out there that feel like, oh, I'm in a friend zone, and you just want somebody that look like this and look like that because I don't have these features. I'm not tall. I don't have the abs. I don't have the chiseled chest and the arms. And maybe if I continue to be your friend, and if I can get these features, maybe I can get you to change your mind. So I'll stay in a friend zone for now, and one day, when I get these features, I'll be able to capture your heart. That's kind of unhealthy too. Because at the end of the day, you don't want somebody to be shallow, that only gets you for your physical appearance, and that's it. Because then, if they do fall for you for your physical appearance, then what happens if you lose that? Then they'll walk away from you again. You want somebody that wants you for you, for what you have that resides inside your head. You know? Let them be your friend. Let them fall in love for you for you. So if you're in a friend zone, should you even try to escape it? Should you? Like, what would be the point of trying to escape the friend zone? You know? Like, if you can't be your authentic self while in the friend zone, why try to escape it and then give yourself all these worries once you are in a relationship with that person? Will it be worth it then for you to start developing these trust issues, these worries, these concerns, all these other things? That would be another subject. That'll be another topic that I have to hit at a different time and whatnot. We're gonna stick to, like, I still don't understand why people don't think that the friend zone don't exist. Because it clearly does. I mean, we can call it something else. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be the friend zone. No matter how we look at it, it's still the friend zone. Still is. Like, I can't keep count of how many times I've been put in a friend zone and how many times I place my friends in the friend zone. Like, it's been countless amount of times, because I'm pretty sure that I have so many homegirls that looked at me and was like, okay, I don't find you as boyfriend material, because they have their preferences. And it been the same with me. Like, when a woman approached me, it's like there has been things about them where it's like, okay, there's something about you personally that I would not want in a relationship. It can be something about their attitude. It can be something, just anything. You know? Like, yes, okay, you're a great person, but I wouldn't be able to deal with this. I wouldn't be able to deal with that. And it's the same thing, vice versa, like when it comes to me. You know? Because I know, like, I have some personality flaws, you know? And when it comes to them, they have their personality flaws. Is the same thing when it comes to everybody. Everybody been placed in that friend zone. And it doesn't necessarily take for somebody to be like an insecure brat that has like these manipulation tactics and stuff like that. You know, it's just like as a social construct and whatnot, we place names with things because it's easier for us to identify something. You know, like, for example, friends with benefits, booty calls. Like, it's a name that we give something, dating. Oh, I'm just talking to that something. Something so that, like, when we're telling somebody, like, who is that person to us, or how do we feel about something, we place titles on it. Because that's what people do nowadays when it comes to things. We put title on things. You know, like, if we want to paint a picture for somebody to understand something, that's what we do. So it's the same thing when it comes to a person expressing who is that person to us. Some people is just honest enough to say, oh, that girl put me in a friend zone. Why do you feel that way? Oh, because I just happened to like her, but she turned me down. Or, oh, that's a girl I like. Because you know how many, like, fellas or even ladies just be like, oh, I like this person. Look at her. Take out the cell phone and just be like, hey, you see that? But I can't get at her. So it's just one of them things. You know, it's an interesting topic overall. You know, and it's one that I speak to people often. Especially, like, when it comes to, like, the hood and stuff like that. Like, you know how many people try to get at that one girl, but that girl just happened to friend zone, like, a bunch of people because that person's just not easy to get at. And that's a good thing that somebody can friend zone a lot of people. Sorry, they're just not available in that kind of way. You know? But some people, especially online, I feel, they just love to just be like, huh, no, that terminology don't exist. Like, that concept don't exist, or that concept is just used by lesser intellect people. It's like, but you can say what that concept is, and you can articulate it well, but it don't exist. Like, I think that's where I'm getting at. But we can say what it is. And that's just the whole moral of the story, and I'm being too redundant. So, I'm going to end it right here. You know? So, I thank y'all so much for tuning in to my rant. You know, this is Alexander McGee, and I am, once again, thank you for tuning in to Points of Perspective, a place where I hope that my truth is not your lie. I hope y'all have a good afternoon and whatnot. I know this is like the morning time that I started recording this though. But if you're feeling my message or feeling the topic, please feel free to share this. Y'all be good. Peace.